Oh, you the voice?
Nah, not me.
So if you're not the voice, who is?
The people, man. The people's the voice.
So what does that make you?
That makes me the middleman. I'm the middleman.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Middleman Podcast. I am the man in the middle, Kevin Martinez, and today I am joined by a return guest, Charlie Roy, the ritual rhyme writer.
Yes, sir. Verbal villain veteran.
Yeah, man. Those are that's an alliteration right there. I have to really slow down and say that because I just can't do it like you do.
Yeah.
You got a way of words. So welcome back, Charlie. How you been?
Ah, man. I've been well, man. You know, it's been like a year since I've seen you. You know what I'm saying? I've been all around the country, living life, doing music. Just glad to be alive. Not taking that for granted.
Good, good. It has been over a year since you and I have spoken. As a matter of fact, we released our episode, our first episode, episode 37 of the Middleman Podcast featuring Charlie Roy and TG the Illest, February 22nd.
Yes, that's Teej Austin now. Teej Austin.
Oh, it's T. Johnson now.
Teej.
Oh, Teej. Okay.
Teej Austin. Yeah.
Good to know. Well, since then, you know, a lot has changed. You know, we were in the sanctuary, and now we're here. You know, but one thing that's been consistent about you has been your profile photo on your Instagram. I think that shit's hilarious.
You feel me? Yes, sir. By the way, left the sanctuary, still saved, brother, still saved.
Yes, it's left the sanctuary, still saved. I love it, man. Because, you know, as a matter of fact, I was listening to that episode today, right? And I was listening to that episode, and I'm like, yo, I'm like cringing at the sound quality of the work. And I'm like, damn, son, like, no disrespect, but damn, son, like, this has been so much more. This has been much better than what we were getting over there at Sanctuary. So, in a sense, you know, it needed to happen, and I'm kind of glad that it
steps,
did.
Steps for progression, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So, did you take any time and listen to that podcast in the past? Or
I did. Okay. I did. I actually heard it again probably last month. And it was interesting hearing where I was at compared to, you know, where I've been, you know, what I've been doing, where I've been going and stuff like that. But it's always good to go back in time. So, like, you know, I did that whole run in 2021. I went back, listened to the whole thing. So I always go back and kind of listen to where I came from to make sure I'm still aligned with what I'm trying to do.
You know what's interesting, and I remember it now. During the conversation, you were like, you're a part of the process, Kevin. You don't know it yet, but you're a part of the process. You're a big step. You're a step. And you were like, I'm going to mention it to you after the podcast, what part you're playing.
Shit, did I never mention
and
it
we
to
never
you?
Mentioned it. We never mentioned it. Wow. So do you remember by chance?
Because I remember.
Okay. Well, would you mind elaborating? Is that all right?
Oh, man.
A blast in the past?
Yeah, man. You know, I got a lot of, You know, I got a lot of, optical things coming out. You know what I'm saying? Some visual things coming out. And you're a part of that process. I got to get into it after the podcast.
Okay. All right. I'm going to have to hold you to it then.
You know,
we'll have
magician
to get to
can't
it,
show all the magic, you know.
I understand. So when you and I were talking about, you know, having this episode, there were a couple of things that you brought up to me, such as sociology of language and thinking. Or psychology. I'm illiterate sometimes, I swear. Psychology of language and thinking. Right. And I was like, okay, this sounds like a really, really interesting topic because I've always tried to get into psychology.
Right.
But I haven't been able to obtain that type of knowledge from other people. So I'm hoping that you would be able to expand more on what you mean by that, of language and thinking.
So let me ask you, what exactly were you trying to gain from said people?
So what I'm trying to gain from psychology, when I think about psychology, I think of thinking of like outside the box, you know, right. Of way of people. How do they think? And as a podcaster, for me, I think psychology is a big part as to try to figure out how people think. Because, you know, you and I, we were just playing chess before we got on a podcast, you know.
Sure enough.
You learn things about certain people through a game of chess. You learn how they think, you know, you learn through conversation. So that's why psychology to me has always been like something that I've tried to obtain because I feel like if I could tap into how a person thinks, then I got them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So that's what I look to gain from any type of psychology.
Right. Okay. Well, psychology was always something I was interested in. I studied it in school as well. But the biggest thing is everyone has a pattern. There's a pattern to everybody. There's a rhythmic motion to everything that someone does. And it's more about being observant than anything, and being patient. And that box that you're talking about, it's being able to look at yourself objectively. That's when you're able to tap into seeing those patterns in the way of thinking like that. It starts with yourself. You have to first look at yourself objectively. You have to know your triggers, what makes you upset, what doesn't make you upset, what makes you happy, things like that. Once you are able to observe yourself in that light and align yourself, then you'll start to be able to make those connections with the things you're seeing. It's difficult, but you know, everything's difficult till you start doing it. And when you look at yourself objectively, it's more of being honest with yourself.
Okay.
Like, no one's honest with themselves. You know what I'm saying? So you know how you look, you know how you talk, you know why you didn't get this position, things like that. And understanding yourself emotionally, emotional maturity, intelligence, things like that, things of that nature. You get mad in a moment and you have to be able to understand, why am I mad right now? You know what I'm saying? And is this justified? Should I be mad right now? Is the bottom line, am I just mad about this, or am I mad about that? So once you're able to assess that in yourself, you're able to see it in everybody else. And that's where the psychology of thinking and comes in. Now, with the language, that's how you speak. We have to be very conscientious of our words and what we're saying and how we're saying it. Your body doesn't know the difference between a joke. You know what I'm saying? So when you say something, you don't know. Your brain doesn't know if you mean it or not. You know what I'm saying? So and it carries weight spiritually, just putting those things out through your breath. But yeah, once you understand the psychology of how someone thinks, you'll know the language and how to speak to them. So if I know certain words or certain things can throw you off track, I'm going to ease you in a certain direction. It's almost like getting someone to think about something or do something that you wanted them to do, but they didn't want to do it until you got them to do it. So, okay. Like, certain people will fight you on something, like, mm-hmm. Yeah, you should do this. Yeah, I don't really want to do it. So you're like, you know, all right, cool. How can I get you to make you think this was your idea to do this? So I'm going to find a way to trick your thinking into thinking that, yo, once you come around to doing something I wanted you to do, you're going to think it was your idea.
I gotcha.
You feel me?
Yeah. So it's basically like the study of yourself, right?
Yeah,
study of yourself, study of internal spiritual emotions. We were talking about aura arts recently, and everyone has an aura, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like psychology has to do a lot with looking within yourself and your own aura, and then trying to see if you can figure out other people and their auras. You know, as you were saying, everyone's a little bit different. Yeah. I think that's cool how you were saying once you figure out yourself, you could start to branch out, because I'm guessing that there's... Once you know who you are, you know, then you could try to see how you could correlate with other people, type of deal.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me twisted. I mean, I'm not a psychiatrist, but some psychiatrists have psychiatrists. You know what I'm saying? So no one really, people need help figuring out certain things of themselves, but to understand and get to that lens, you have to have a certain level of understanding within.
And how does that help you with music? How does that help you create music? How does that help you in life in general? How do you feel psychology has, you know, brought you to where you are now? You just mentioned earlier how you were listening to the podcast and you're like, you were seeing where you were back then and, you know, how everything's transpired into now.
Man, music has always allowed me to be as raw as possible. I'm so self-reflective and just, I pour it all, you know, in there every time. So, in terms of that, it's always been there. I don't think it's aided me in a sense. I think it's helped me understand the way people think more, just because I'm able to express myself in such a crafty or artistic way, but sometimes very blunt and direct. And a lot of people have a weird way of expressing their feelings and emotions. I understand that, but I have an outlet of making music. So kind of helped me understand people more, you know?
Understood. I like that, man. So that's really, really cool. And I was looking on your Instagram, and one of the stories that you have pinned on your timeline, you have three interesting stories, man. And you did this a while back, and I never touched on it the first go around of our podcast. One of them was titled External. Yeah, external. Interesting one is it was a series of photos.
Okay.
you know, and it was like, here, I'll show you it if you.
Oh yeah, I'm like,
if you know what I'm talking about. But it's yeah, a series, and it's like you're telling a story through each one, or you're trying to send a message or what you can gain from them. So here, I'll pull it up right now. Eternal, not external, it's eternal.
Oh, eternal, got yeah, you, right, yeah. Right. So
find your medicine and use it. You know, there's a barrage of photos right, in there, right. You know, so go ahead and...
Yeah, man, so spiritually, there's a lot of ways that you can move and expand yourself. And this one, the first one says, find your medicine and use it. There's inspiration, there's Mother Earth, there's stillness, movement, music. There's different ways that your body is in tune to the earth. We don't have any trades anymore. Like, so remember back in the G, like you go to a village and there was a doctor, there was a chef, and there was like different, everyone had a role. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Now people just work at Wendy's. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what do you do? Like, I work at Wendy's.
Okay. Right?
Like, so people don't have any, like, I don't want to say talents or skills, but they don't have like a guiding light, a purpose, you know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Purpose.
So it derails people, you know what I'm saying? So you find out, yo, your phone jumping, boy.
It's all right, it's all right.
And then you have this one here that says the outer world, the ego, inner world. So that's about yourself. You have to lose your ego with stuff, man. Ego is earthly bound, that's fleshly. That's mm-hmm. what keeps you here on earth, like. We're spiritual beings, you know what I'm saying? And ego locks us down here. Man, this
like what Summer Night was saying.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's a lot. That's what I was like. A lot. I mean, you know, we'll just touch on like the stories. You don't have to elaborate every photo.
Yeah, I was about to, yeah.
But you know, it was like, what's the message in
Eternal.
Eternal, excuse me. I really can't talk today. But you know, back to what you were saying about blessings, right? How blessings, you know, fleshly. I was talking to Summer Night, DJ Summer Night, and he mentioned egos block blessings.
Absolutely.
That was actually the title of the episode, was that egos block blessings.
You see, that's beautiful. I'm going to backpack on that. So the reason why people don't receive their blessings is because they don't give their gifts enough. So if your gift is to do something for someone or whatever the case may be, that's who you are as a person. No matter how you feel, no matter what someone does to you or for you, whatever, lack thereof, you should still honor them and perform your gift. And once you perform your gift, you receive your blessing. But in order to perform your gift, you have to drop your ego. So there's times where you have to do something you don't want to do, but it's who you are and it's honorable to your spirit. So you knock that ego down, you receive your blessing. So young man's correct.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That was crazy, man. That, you know, you have all of these pages, you have all these stories, and I'm like, yo, these are so interesting. And I was just like, they were so far back, too. It was like 86 weeks ago. So I'm asking you to pull up, you know, information.
What I learned about that type of stuff, too, is like, a lot of it is you just have to plant a seed. And so sometimes you show people those things, or they can read certain things, and then it opens their mind into a certain way of thinking.
100%, because I want to read into that. I want to dive more into those pages there, because you can learn something from them, you know, a different way of thinking. You know, what are they trying to teach you from this work of art? You know, like inner self, you know, outer world. Mm-hmm. And then it said inner world was, you know, the outer world was, I guess, you know, like the things that are here right now that we can obtain. You know, the inner world is your inner peace, who you are. You know, it's something different. You know, it's not obtainable, I guess you could say. You know, it's not like you can touch
it. You ever had a conversation with your higher self?
That's an interesting question. I don't know what you mean by that.
Like, okay, let's say you're driving.
Okay.
Let's say you're driving and you're like, yo, I think I want to take that road today, take the scenic route. You're like, never mind. I'm gonna go this way.
Okay.
You end up going that way.
Yeah.
Mad traffic. And you say, yo, I knew I should have took the scenic route. Something told me to take it. Boom. You ever, you know, for the people that, you know, can't control themselves, you ever want to go through someone's phone and you do and you find some shit and you're like, damn, I shouldn't have went through the phone, blah, blah, blah. Your higher self told you to do that.
Gotcha.
Your lower self is like, nah, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? So when you have those conversations with your higher self, you can stay on track a little bit more. But that's after you're honest with yourself. Got to be real with yourself at all times.
Hence the phrase, taking the higher road. I guess when people are saying that, you know, taking the higher road is like you're
part of language.
Yeah.
It's part of language. There's truth in all the idioms and words that we say.
That's interesting.
The original definition of awkward means to come from the left.
Huh.
The word trifling means irrelevant. Petty means small and trivial. Just saying. So people said, you know, he's trifling. So why you care about him? He's irrelevant. Don't bring him up. Hmm. Language is very important how we use language.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely tap in on that later because we had an interesting conversation about that earlier. No, that sounds like it's very intense. So have I ever had a conversation with my higher self? Yes, I have many of times. Do I listen? I want to say yes, and I want to say no. Mm. You know, it's a back and forth. It's a 50-50.
Okay.
You know, I always find myself weighing out things, pros and cons.
Should I don't listen all the time?
No, I do that all the time. And I'm just like, damn, like, and I feel like that's the conversation with my higher self.
Right.
But yeah, no, that's a very interesting aspect. Yeah, I do that a lot. I think a lot of people do. I think it's within human nature.
You said doo-doo.
I think you said that last time, too. I dead ass think you said that shit last time.
Yeah, my bad. Keeps me young. Keeps me young, bro.
Okay. So here, we're just going to move on to the next story that I found very interesting. The flowers of life. Okay. Oh, sacred geometry. The flower of life. First of all, you might be asking, is this all pulled from one book or maybe like a few or maybe like a ideology type of where'd you pull all this information from? If you can recall.
Yeah, man. I ran into a real mystic man, Paul's No Freaky, and he explained to me that in my past life I was a shaman. So this was like years ago.
Excuse me, do you mind me interrupting? A shaman?
Yeah.
What is a shaman?
It's a spiritual medicine man type.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? A healer.
Okay.
A practitioner. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, threw me off, bro. And I kept, you know, kind of walking away from that path, and everything I did kind of kept aligning to it. And once I started walking in that path, I actually ran into that man again, which is really weird.
Wow.
And we had a very lengthy conversation. Paul's No Freaky. He was basically giving me, he just gave me tidbits of knowledge, and it was stuff that I had to like literally find on my own. Like he just opened my mind up to something, and so I started studying the sacred geometry.
There, you want to see it?
The flower of life, the tree of life, basically the creation of everything, and it's in everything.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, man. Our cells. Yeah, I wish there was like a screen they could see all this.
Well,
this
maybe we could plug it in. That's for sure. Maybe definitely screen record and just plug in and let the people see what's going on here. Yeah. Nonetheless, maybe just check out his Instagram. Okay.
Oh yeah, it's up there. It's up there. It's in my stories.
That's frequency. That's the next one we're gonna talk about.
That's frequency.
This is what intrigued me right here. If you don't mind me,
tapping
here.
Yeah, gotcha.
It was. The flower of life has been depicted in ancient cultures and civilizations. Wow, I really can't speak today. But this is like right here showing hence proof that this was practiced, that it was studied, you know.
Right.
Go ahead and explain.
It was understood in all other cultures, like what it was. I'm still studying this shit as well. It's very deep, very intricate. But through all cultures, they believe that the seed of life is how creation came. You know what I'm saying? And you see through the days right here, it also mimics the the way God created the earth. So you see first day of motion.
Yeah.
Second day, day of creation.
Mm-hmm.
So forth and so forth.
Interesting. You know, yeah, this is all really, really cool stuff. And I find that really, really cool that you just met that person and they told you that you were a shaman. That's such an interesting thing to think about because you said a past life, right? So we're at a past. He's saying in your past life, you were a shaman. Then you were reborn. This is who you are now.
That's what he told me, bro. Yeah. And not directly. You know what I'm saying? One of the things that we're kind of bound to is language through our tongue, pause. So like, our spirits commune and speak in ways that we verbally cannot. You know what I'm saying? Like you ever look at someone and just you guys have that synergy, or you know what you're gonna say. You guys have that vibe.
Mm-hmm.
That's your spirit communing with someone. So it's kind of like how a baby can understand its mom. A mom can understand its baby.
Okay.
When no one can.
Yeah, like, no, 100%.
You say some gibberish, you're like, oh, he wants to be picked up. Uh-huh. Like, what?
I've been in situations like that.
So it's kind of like that, like, you understand, like, their spirits are communing. So he was talking to me, and it was like, he was saying stuff, and it was like, you're saying a lot more than what you're saying, and, like, my spirit was able to receive a lot of those things.
Huh. Very interesting. Yeah. I would love to meet this guy.
Yeah, it's crazy, like, That was an example of me having to be real with myself because I was running from that for so long. Mm-hmm. And then, like, running into this man. And man, I ran into him by happenstance, you know what I'm saying? And it was just like, damn, I got to start running from this. And once I started running from that, my life changed, like, exponentially.
Were you running from the title of a healing aspect? What were you running from? Were you just running from that type of thinking?
Oh, yeah. Back then, I was going through some things, man. Oh, okay. So, yeah, I was just... your boy was down bad, man.
I hear you. Down
yeah,
on cups.
Yeah, I was down... yeah, I was down bad, man. That was around the time, you know, I took my little hiatus from the world type, you know what I'm saying, came back. But that was around that time, yeah.
All right. And then last one we have here, and then we'll definitely tap into your lovely music here. We got Frequency. Okay, yeah. Frequency. This is great because I think this is... what we missed on the first go around, how you think. You know, we learned about who you were and, you know, about your music, but I'm trying to learn about how you think. And, you know, I always knew that you were an intellectual and a thinker, you know, from just your music and the way that you articulate words, definitely with the flow and stuff like that. Like, that takes time, that takes practice. That's a different way of thinking. You know, I just tried saying over here, the ritual rhyme writer, you know, and then verbal villain veteran. Like,
no, writer is R-I-T-E.
I see that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's R-I-T-E.
Mm-hmm. I know, yep. but in order to say that correctly, you want to know what I did? I put a W in front of it.
To keep it right.
To make sure I didn't fuck that up when I said it the first time.
Brain hack.
You know, so, yeah, exactly. So yeah, I like tapping into this because I did not see this the first go around. So here we go. We're in a frequency now, okay? Protect your energy frequency.
Yeah, man.
You know, you mentioned to me, protect your spirit, protecting your spirit. You know, that was something that you wanted to touch on. So then I was like, okay, frequency. And it says here, the secret of light, the principle of love is desire to give. The law of love is rhythmic, what the fuck? Balance, interchange between all givings and regivings. The symbol of love is the wave of dual light, which gives and regives equally and rhythmically. I cannot say the word.
Rhythmically.
And it was interesting because the photo there is it's like a wavelength.
Yes.
You know, and reading that statement, I felt like they were literally putting it into a wavelength. You know, like you give, you get back, and then you give, you get back. So you're going to go up, you're going to go down, you're going to go down, and you're going to go back up. And that's just the wavelength. That's how light is portrayed. That's right. How it actually is. So I thought that was really, really cool.
So you got to give without the thought of getting back, though.
Okay. Yeah.
So you have to give without wanting to get back.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes it happen. That's how the magic happens.
Do you want to, you know, expand on any other photos in this frequency here?
Things you can't control. Oh, yeah, that's cool. That's cool. We got the seven principles. What time is? Oh, man.
Time is a crazy concept. I mean, you're doing it right now, keeping yourself young by, you know, saying all these other things like doo-doo.
Well, yeah, life is a frequency. It literally goes up and down. You can't have one without the other. So,
geometry.
A way I do protect my spirit is keeping things to myself in a way.
Okay.
When you project things and put them out there, you create the opposite of it as well. Because through balance, you have to have an equal opposite. So what Lupe said, a match made in heaven, since the fire's in hell. So once you make that goal thing you want to do, the opposite, that pitfall is automatically generated as well. It's like a game, literally. So that's after you. Yeah, it's after, because it's all in your breath. So that's after you spew it and you say it and you put it out there. Like they say, be careful of what you say and things like that. It's real. And you can manifest things, and the same way you manifest something, you also create the curse of it as well. And that creates the game and keeps you on your toes, and you have to be aligned with that now.
Dude, that's a crazy way of thinking. That makes so much sense, though.
Yeah.
That makes so much sense.
So I don't like to mention a lot of stuff until I'm like, okay, let's get it. But I do my own affirmations.
Okay.
By staying disciplined.
Mm-hmm. Yep, by being disciplined.
That's the biggest way you can affirm what you're going to do, you know?
Discipline is key. You know, discipline is what it's all about. You know, like you went on a tear for a whole year and dropped an album every month. You know, so that was discipline. That's big on your part, you know, as exhausting, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, bro.
That's exhausting. You know, discipline with the podcast, you know, it's exhausting. You know, we got to do a week, you know, a new episode.
And you got to talk to a lot of people. I don't know how you do that, man.
I do have to talk to a lot of people. It's a lot, you know, and, you know, you like to keep your life private.
Too
you
social
know?
For me.
It's exhausting. You know, sometimes you got to do it, though. It is what it is. And, you know, when you put in the hard work and you burn yourself out early, and what I mean by that is we do like 2-3 episodes in one weekend.
Right.
You know, then I cannot have to talk to these people for like a little bit.
Right,
you know?
Right. Give yourself a break.
Yeah, but I've mentioned it before. It's overwhelming, you know, and I think people need to understand that I'm only one person with one phone. And if I don't get back to you, I don't get back to you. Okay, I'm sorry. Like, there's just a lot going on.
That's how I'm living my life, too, these days.
Nice and private, man. And you like to keep it that way, you know, being disciplined and just to yourself. And why do you keep it that way? You know, your Instagram photo says this user is too ugly to have a profile picture. But at the same time, what I love about it is when you put it on your story and you put something on a back end of it, you know, like a second part two to it, which are comical. You know, we'll definitely talk about that later. But you like to keep things private, you know, and you've been that way ever since I met you, you know, and how's that been working out for you? It's still great?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it doesn't really change. Mm-hmm. I'm as private as I can be. You know, I still have to, you know, do stuff and be around. It's just who I am as a person. I just don't really understand. I'm not a show off, and I don't like to show people what I just find it weird. Like people get a new house and just record the whole inside of their house to show people. I'm like, why? I just don't get it. They get a new car, picture of the car. Yo, you're just gonna see me in a car. You know what I'm saying?
I
just don't. You know what I'm saying? So when I do stuff, I don't cheer about it. It used to drive my mother crazy. Cause like the illest stuff would happen.
Really?
Yeah, she'd be really excited for me, and I'd be like, yeah, whatever. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? It's whatever.
And that pisses people off, though.
Yeah, a lot of things don't excite me. That excites me is really different.
I understand what you're saying. I mean, there are some moments where, you know, people are like, "Oh, you should be excited right now." I'm like, "Why should I be?" I mean, I'm just like, I'm here. You know, this is regular. New Year happened, and I got up, said Happy New Year. I got up calmly, said Happy New Year. I was like, oh, you don't really seem too excited. I'm like,
yeah, New Year. Oh, yeah, New Year.
Bro, it's
just
another day right now for me. Like, it's just how it's been lately. You know, it's my, that the things that excite you or that excite me, you know, I've been changing within the past couple years.
Yeah, man.
Especially now that I'm 25, for some reason, I feel like things are just not hitting as they used to. It's weird, bro. It's so weird. It's like I just turned a new page into the book, and now I'm mature as shit, but I'm really not.
I remember 25.
You old ass man over here. One funny topic that you wanted to bring up, or I thought it was interesting, was what is an asshole?
Yo, all right, man. So like, this shit is crazy. So like,
have you been called an asshole recently?
No, not recently. Not recently. Maybe not to my knowledge, though. Maybe not to my face. You know what I'm saying? But yo, people are so lazy mentally, bro. They want to do no legwork. So let me give an example. All right, so let me say, all right, yo, I'm coming down to Scranton, bro, tomorrow. Let's say the podcast was tomorrow. I'm coming down to Scranton tomorrow to do the podcast. If you say, yo, for real, ? What do you mean? So if I say something smart as a remark to you, you get mad at me and say, yo, I was just trying to make sure. Don't get mad at me because I told you I was coming. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
So I'm looking at it like, ask a better question. Don't ask me, yo, for real. I just said I was. Are you asking me the same question again? So I have to tell you again I'm coming down there for you to believe me now?
Mm-hmm.
And then for you to ask me what time? Or you could ask me straight off rip, okay, bet, what time? See how you ask one question and got two answers?
Mm-hmm.
You get confirmed that I'm coming and you know what time.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of times, man, people will say something and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to play with you. I got time. Like, it just the laziness of thinking, and I have no time for it. I mean, I do have time, but when I say I don't have time for it, I'm like, nah, I'm about to get at you right now.
Sometimes
so I get called an asshole all the time, bro, because I don't let no one escape. You say something, I'm going to be like, think about what you just said right now. Think about it.
Okay.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't even think of an example right now. I'm getting
you're just too real, bro. You're too real, and some people.
I don't even want to consider it real because we all real people.
Nah,
you know what
bro,
I'm saying?
I would consider it real, bro. We're all real people, but there's a lot of fake personalities out there. You know what I mean?
That's true.
No, I 110% agree with you, man. I've been in those situations where I've been called, and not an asshole, but it's like, hey, Kev, would you be able to break this terrible news to so-and-so because, you know, you're built for it. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
I don't even know what that means.
I'm like, what does that mean? They're like, well, Kev, you know, like, you kind of don't really care. Like, you'll just tell them that, hey, man, she's not into you, bro. I need you, you know, we all need you to back off. Like, she just didn't want to tell you. You know, like, they put me in that position. I'm like, why do you want me to do it? And it's just because I've been real. I'm not an asshole. I'm real.
Just real about stuff, yeah. Right. And someone can call that, oh, he's an asshole. He's mean for that.
Exactly.
What's mean about that?
There's nothing mean about me telling you how it is. Maybe what's mean about it is how I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
You know, like, I could tell you, yo, you smell like shit. That's an asshole. Okay, that's an asshole.
Well, I mean.
But if I were to be like, okay, I hope you were going to say if he smells like literal shit, then you know what, then it's okay
to
say
that.
No,
I'm saying, I think an asshole is someone who, excuse me, deliberately does something on purpose just to spite you.
Mm.
I think that's an asshole.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not someone who just calls you on your shit. And you call someone on your shit, oh, you're such an asshole. I was just trying to make sure. Make sure of what? What is that? I'm not an asshole for for making you do some mental work. You know what I'm saying? Stop being lazy.
No, I hear that. I hear that 100%. Like I was just saying though, with the asshole shit, like I could tell someone they smell like shit. That's an asshole move. That's an asshole move. Maybe if I pull you aside and be like, yo, bro, you put some deodorant on this morning.
Yeah, because you didn't have to do that in front of everybody.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's the difference between an asshole and someone who's real is how they go about things. But like I was saying earlier, I feel like, and I've also been finding myself do a lot of these passive aggressive conversations because just like you, I don't have the time or the patience sometimes to be like, yo, did you really just ask that? Like, I just told you what was going on. But you know what? All right, that's what you want to ask me?
Well,
I'm going to be passive aggressive with it.
Sometimes I do like to play and I have fun. So like I'll say something and be like, "Yo, you trying to go do this?" I'm like, "Yeah, let's do it." Oh no, you want to go do this? Matter of fact, let's say we have a plan to do something at 3:00.
Okay.
And it's about to be 3:00, and I'm like, "Yo, you ready to roll?" You like, "Yo, you still want to go?" I'll be like, "You know what? Never mind." I'll just say never mind. Change my mind.
Yeah, no, that's a clear indication that person probably didn't want to go but in the first place.
Right. Never mind.
A pointless question.
Never mind.
Obviously, I still want to go. I just asked you if I'm ready to go. If you're ready to go,
yo, I'm about to leave. You ready? Yo, you still want to go? Never mind.
That's funny, man. That's funny. I've just been passive aggressive lately, and some people think it's an asshole. And I'm like, bro, I'm not an asshole.
Sometimes I have fun because it's like it's my duty. See, one of my gifts is to teach lessons, so it's like sometimes I gotta just teach you a lesson, real quick, just something small.
100%. I understand that. So. Let's get into the music now, Charlie. All right, let's get into it. We have the Theories of Wine Deluxe. Okay, Theories of Wine Deluxe. Definitely my personal favorite out of all that you have released. And I'm still bumping it to this day, you know. And I mentioned to Mike earlier that when it comes to artists who I've had on the podcast, respect to every single artist who's coming to podcast, but you are probably one of the, like, in the top five as to who I really fuck with because your sound is really, really cool. I fuck with your flow. The beats are sturdy always. You know, it's always a good vibe. And, you know, with the Simpsons, such a character, this guy. It's pretty interesting. Seriously.
I can't count, so I like just being in that top rank up there. That's cool.
Appreciate that. So, yeah, Theories of Wine Deluxe. You know, you just released a deluxe part of that album. We got two new tracks on it, UFA, as well as Mirror Muse.
Muse Mirror.
Oh, it's Muse Mirror. Excuse me. Sorry.
Yeah. And UFA, yeah, man. Yeah. So Muse Mirror was produced by the incredible Sean Jay. And Conscious Kel did UFA as well as the rest of the album.
It's a really great album. Now, let me ask you, when you had those two tracks that you just added onto the deluxe, how recent did you record that? Or did you record that in the process of making that album and decided not to release those tracks?
Yeah, I wrote those songs, but I never recorded them. And they didn't really fit the kind of the mold of how I wanted that album to go. So I left them off. But I did keep them because I did plan on doing a deluxe. And so when the time came about, I finally got to it. And I like how it came out with the deluxe. I'm not going to lie. It makes it sound like a more full project. It was already a full project, but it just gave it even more depth to it. So
It's a really great album. You know, it has samples of Amy Winehouse, one of the first ever in history, right? Is that what
you're saying? Yeah, man, that's the first project album ever in history that has that's fully sampled Amy Winehouse, correct?
I'm surprised.
Shouts out to Conscious Kel and Sean Jay. I listen to Amy almost every day.
She's lovely. She got some great tunes. And yeah, I'm surprised no one has even thought of doing that, you know, so kudos to you for doing that. Yeah,
man.
And,
Virgo Queen.
It's really cool to see you bring in just like some things that you listened to from back then and incorporate it in your music. You know, I think that shows who you are, what you listen to, and it gives a little bit more to the artist for people who are listening to the artist, you know.
Absolutely.
So UFA, what does that mean?
By the way, I did have that album is free on Bandcamp, that Theories of Wine album. Yes. And I did have people buy that album. So shouts out to the people that have been spending their dollars on Charlie, even though it's a free album. Much love to y'all. UFA. All right. What was the question? You asking what it is?
Yeah. What does that mean? I've never heard of a UFA. I'm like,
UFA.
Let's get it directly from the source.
It's for the hoopers out there.
Oh, okay.
It's for the hoopers out there. If you're a real hooper, you know what UFA is. Nah, man. So, you know, I was in a relationship, you know, and shit like that. And around that time, I became an... All right, so in basketball, right, your contract's about to be up. You can become a restricted free agent, right? And that's where...
I know what it is.
A team can match your contract. Uh-huh. You could just be a free agent where, you know, you just... A year lapses and you're still not signed by a team. Or you're the last year of your contract, like a max deal, and you're an unrestricted free agent. So you can go wherever you want. You can get signed by any team. You know what I'm saying? You have teams courting you, trying to get you to sign. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I was the unrestricted free agent.
Gotcha. So that's just how you were feeling after that moment. Okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah. I like that.
So I left that one off because I was like, too soon.
That's great.
It's controversy and, you know.
So, and then we have... Muse Mirror. Okay. Yeah, well, yeah. First of all, let me just say about unrestricted free agent, you know, UFA. That's dope. I fuck with that. I really enjoyed the beat. The beat was tough. So shout out to your producer on that one.
Yeah.
You know, that one was really, really good. I really did like the drums, the old school. It gave really like an old school vibe to it, you know, yeah. So I was really enjoying that.
What we wanted to do was capture the original sound of her records. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times, you know, someone will sample something and it's like, this doesn't even match up. The lyrics, the sound, the vibe, the energy doesn't match up to the original song. So when you listen to the original songs that we sampled, it sounds just right in tune with it. Hmm. They remind you of each other now. Like now I hear the Amy song, I think of my song.
Okay.
When I hear my song, I think of Amy's song, and it's beautiful.
Was it difficult trying to get those samples cleared?
You know... It's free.
Oh, okay.
It's free. We ain't monetized off that album. You know, it's free. So, you know what I'm saying? If we was making some dollars off that, you know, we'd have to figure it out. But, you know, it's free. So, you know, if motherfuckers buy it, that's different. But, you know, we'll talk about that down the line.
Would the deluxe ever go on, like, Apple and Spotify? Is that something that you plan on doing?
Yeah, I would like to.
Gotcha.
I would like to. But I have a lot of other work. With producers coming out this year.
Okay.
And I wanted to just put that 2021 run to rest.
Okay.
We have a whole nother run we about to get to.
Well, let's talk about that 2021 rush real quick, and then we'll definitely talk about what's next. Muse Mirror, I want to say about that song, it was calm, very calm vibes. And
Sean Jay's a genius.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that song. It was just calm. It was really, really relaxed. I already asked you the question that I was going to follow up with, was when did you write it? But you wrote it in the process of that album. You just didn't think that it was fitting for the moment.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. That's very interesting to know. So then you went out there and you did re-releases for Kwanzaa, you know, and I thought that was,
That was the real holiday, the real holiday.
Yeah. True holiday. You know, I kept reading True Holiday. You know, are you real passionate about Kwanzaa, or was that just something that you just...
I'm becoming more passionate about Kwanzaa.
Okay.
You know, a brother of mine has always celebrated Kwanzaa. I've always observed it, you know, from afar, but I never really partook in it.
Gotcha.
Is it partook? Yeah.
Fair enough, man. I thought the re-releases, and that's where I thought we were going to go with the conversation that we had earlier. I thought people were giving you different remarks, you know, about racism and shit like that because of you releasing it in that fashion. So I was like, I don't know.
Oh, nah, man. It was just like, I don't celebrate Christmas. You know okay. what I'm saying? Like, you know, holidays, bunch of bullshit. So I was like, let's bring, recognition and some light to the real holiday.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? No disrespect to what everybody else believe in. You know what I'm saying?
I hear that. So where are we at with new music? And, you mentioned that you were doing some work with some producers probably over the year. So what can we expect coming from Charlie Roy?
Shouts out to Rice Master Yen. That's the first project I got coming up pretty soon. We'll be in March, probably this month.
Oh, sweet.
Other than that, I got producers all over the country, man, that I've been linking up with, been speaking to. Rice Master Yen's actually from Germany, so that's kind of dope.
Wow. Okay, continue. I'll tell you why I just said wow like that.
Yeah, he's from Germany. I have a couple other producers that, you know, I work with and stuff like that. There's one out in Budapest. He's really dope too. But yeah, I have a like I did that run like every month I had a project. I'm doing a similar run. It won't be every month, but it'll be something like that.
Awesome, man. Awesome.
Yeah, I can't help it. Like, I didn't release anything for so long, and I was really trying to give the projects I did some light and some love, because, you know, I had them underground for so long, and so making them more accessible for the public was necessary.
You know, it's really cool that you say that, because I do remember that being one of the focal points of our first podcast. Was like, yo, well, are you going to be able to make this on Spotify and Apple? You're like, I'm working on it. I'm working on it. So, you know, you kept true to your word. And, you know, now all the albums are available on every platform. You know, just look them up. Charlie Roy. It's L-E-Y, not L-I-E.
C-H-A-R-L-E-Y, not L-I-E, because we don't lie.
There it is.
Create life when you spell my name right.
Smooth, bro. Smooth. Mine is Kmart with 2 T's, 3, 2, 1 under the sun. Got no gun, no need to run. I am the one. I'm my father's son. I'm the only one under the sun.
That's a long intro, but if it's like a movie, I swear to God, they'll wait for it.
I let it go. It's they'll one of those things it. That like I threw out there, and it kind of
they'll let them finish and all that.
We let it go. You were mentioning affiliates with music. You know, affiliates such as the producers and stuff.
Yeah, producers and the rappers that I rap with, man. Like all my affiliates, man. I want to give a big shout out to the Gravehawks, to SGR, OMMM, you know what I'm saying? Nam-G, Rose Clan, Forever 100, Villains. I got a lot of affiliates. All
right, respect.
And I want to give a shout out to all of them, man. It's Tej Austin now. It's not TG the Illest, you know. He's doing big things right now. Everyone's just working really hard. Mari Nico's working really hard right now, and everyone's doing their thing. So I just wanted to give everybody some love, man.
Is Rose Clan Jedi Rose?
Yes, that's Jedi.
Jedi's dope. I fuck with
Jedi. Yeah, yeah, my
really,
guy.
Really good dude.
Yeah.
No, that's really, really cool, man. Good for you. You mentioned that you met a producer out in Germany. How did you cross paths with a man out in Germany?
Yo, man, he messaged me on, I think, first Bandcamp, and then I guess my socials is linked in there. And then he messaged me on Instagram, and he was like, is this you, with a screenshot of my post or something like that, of my song rather. And I was like, yes. And he was like, you're Charles Roy? And I'm just like, yeah. And that's where I understand, like, the language barrier. I looked at his profile and I was like, this is weird. So I went on his YouTube page, and he has other artists that he's worked with and stuff like that. And they rap all different languages, bro.
Oh.
Like, it's not even in English. You know what I'm saying? But the beats is rocking. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, yo, I want to work with you.
That's awesome.
And I was like, yeah, what's up? And, you know, me, like, anybody knows me, just send the beat, bro. Just send the beat.
Yeah.
We're going to get it done. So, yeah, he sent just a whole beat pack, and we're actually already working on the second one.
That's awesome.
The first one's already done, so
congratulations to you. And I find that really, really cool, because like I've had The Fame and Summer Night here, and they also have some brothers out in Germany.
Shouts out to The Fame. He's gonna be producing a project of mine as well. We've had a lot of talks about that. He produced one of the songs in my run, actually.
Oh, okay.
I've known Fame for like what, 6, 7, 8 years now.
Fame is a really dope guy, man. He's got a very unique sound, Euphoria
sound.
Centric.
Shouts out to Euphoria, affiliates.
Always. But yeah, man, I think that's really, really cool that people in America are reaching out to people in Germany, and people in Germany are, you know, you guys are collaborating, and, you know, that's just how you are. You're like, yo, just send me the beats, bro. We're going to make this work. Like, if someone hits you up on IG and they're like, hey, can you please DM me? I noticed you were like, just send me a message. You know, like, if...
Oh, my God. That's one of the... That's one of the... Yeah, man, I hate that, bro. But people... Oh, my God. You know what? That's... If we could just real quick. You ever have someone post something with all the directions in it?
Okay.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And you'll be like, yo, DM me or message me mm-hmm. if you want to know. But then they comment. Like, yo, what's good with that? It's like... I don't respond to those people. It's stuff like that. I lose my mind, bro. I lose my mind.
It says right there in clear cut letters.
It says, yo, if you want any info, text this number or direct message at so-and-so. People will message underneath that post.
Idiocracy, man. Sometimes you can't, you know, you can lead the horse to the water, but you can't make them drink, bro.
I'm about to say, they get left behind.
Hey, so, you know, you've mentioned that over the year you've traveled the country a lot. Where have you been, and would you care to share any stories, especially probably one about Wisconsin?
Man, I've been everywhere, man. I've been in California, Texas, Missouri, St. Louis. Yeah, St. Louis is there. North Carolina. I've been literally everywhere. Wisconsin. Wisconsin is awful, man. Wisconsin's a terrible state. No disrespect to anyone who lives there or is from there. I don't know you personally, so I'm not talking about you. But there's like no towns in Wisconsin, bro.
Oh, okay.
There's like, it's just so spaced out, and it looks disgusting. There's no towns, it's cold, and there's no trees. Hmm. It's just really weird. One story, I was in, some of the best tacos I ever had was in Wichita, Kansas, by a Mexican grandmother.
Hmm, okay. I hear out west, they know how to make it.
Yo, just, no, Kansas, that was right in the middle.
Oh, it's
Kansas,
okay.
I was in Kansas, Wichita, okay. Yeah.
Hmm.
Whip them tacos up, boy, I'm telling you. But, so funny story. There's a funny story about that. I went in there. I got the tacos, right? And on the East Coast, you know, we just real fast paced. You know what I'm saying? So I've learned to slow down because I haven't been on Central Mountain and Pacific time. You know what I'm saying? So on the East Coast, we just move fast. So I was in there, got the tacos, left, came back because I needed napkins. And so I'm walking around like, yo, are there napkins in here? I'm walking around. And you know where they have like a napkin dispenser? I'm looking for that and I don't, you know, it's empty. And I'm like, yo, there's no napkins. And then right where the woman served me my food was like a stack of napkins.
Mm.
I reached to grab the napkins and this white dude was like, oh man, if that was a snake, you would have been bit. I was like, what
the fuck?
Yeah, I'm in Kansas. I'm in Kansas.
What a funny phrase. There,
I'm in
man.
Kansas.
That's a funny phrase.
And I was like, he's right. I thought about it. Yeah, if that was a snake, I would have been bit. Uh-huh. I didn't. Oh, napkins is right in front of me. I would have been bit. That's it. But I was like, yo, he was so quick with it. I was like, yeah, I'm in Kansas.
That's cool. That's really cool. And how you mentioned that we do things fast over here on the East Coast. I believe that.
Yeah,
you know, that's an interesting way of thinking. I've never been out west over there. But, you know, you just been traveling. Have you been performing or have you just been, like, enjoying life?
No disrespect, the ugliest people live in New Mexico.
What a shame. Who would have thought? Not me.
Crazy over there, I promise you. I've been enjoying life and linking up with producers.
Okay.
Yeah, doing a lot of music. It's been helping me write because I've just been away for so long.
Seeing different ways of life.
Yeah, man. The different foods, the people. It's really nice. And just linking up with these producers.
Gotcha. That's so funny, man. Wisconsin is such a weird state. The reason I mentioned that was because I was mentioning how, you know, you have your profile photo. This user's too ugly to use or to have a profile photo. But then you put it on your story with a backslash like, yo, Wisconsin's a weird place. That's what you say. You're like, Wisconsin. And I remember seeing that like recently, like 2-3 weeks ago. And I'm like, nah, I'm going to try to see if I can remember that in my head and bring it up.
Yeah, now I was out there and it was like, yo, this is trash. I'm leaving.
That's awesome, man. And so you were talking about Shadow Band. That was something interesting. What do you got there with the Shadow Band? I actually just learned about it today, this morning.
Yeah, man. You know somebody that's Shadow Band?
I don't.
No.
Oh, I mean,
okay. Nah, it's just when, you know, you do things online and, like, you know, they mess with them algorithms and remove your shit.
Yeah.
So around the time I started posting all those things about spirituality, connectivity, frequency, and things of light, I started to notice, like, if you typed in my name, it wouldn't come up. You had to type in my entire at name for it to come up, or you had to type in, like, Charlie Roy, the whole thing. When before that, you just put in a couple letters and it would come up. I wouldn't get a lot of notifications on stuff. It was really weird. A lot of stuff started happening. And I just noticed, like, my account wasn't getting the traffic I was supposed to get. So we worked out some things.
So did you have to realize that within your, like, did you realize that yourself? Because I was reading, it's like, it doesn't, so this is what I found on the internet, okay? 1 minute here. An Instagram shadow ban refers to the act of hiding or restricting a user's content without informing the user that it's happening. Bullshit. Fucked up. If there's a problem, talk to me.
Right.
Okay? If you're shadow banned, your content won't appear on anyone's feed, explore, or hashtag pages unless they already follow you.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. So I noticed that, you know, them peoples, they might be on to me, you know, the bullshit a lot. But I have more than one account.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Not on some weird shit, but I have multiple accounts for different business things. So I was able to notice it. The traffic, just noticing my account and, like, going to my page or going to, like, my regular homepage and, like, not seeing anything of mine that I posted, even if I posted it a half hour ago.
Huh.
Having to go and click my page and be like, yo, why did it not pop up on my own newsfeed or my business profile page or something like that?
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so that's how I noticed it. And so, had to work out some things. It's better now. You know what I'm saying? I've been finding, like, little ways around it. We can talk more about it off the camera, feel me? But it's better now.
That's interesting because I wonder if that's ever happened to me or is probably happening to me, and it's just very interesting.
Yeah, you might get, like, a report. They might, like, send you, like, you reported you violated some guidelines, or they might not. It might just be some type of content that's not in line with the algorithm, because these apps run on algorithms that are made to show you specific things for your region. And if it's not in alignment with whatever these bullshit allots want you to see, then they're going to show you some other shit.
Yeah, the region. I understand what you're talking about, because when I was doing those Middleman Monday videos, and even now when I do the Middleman Monday videos and I post them on my story, it'll say this video is banned from 82 countries or 82 regions or something like that, right? And I'm like, what the fuck? Why? You know? And
well, the other countries, they have their algorithms differently. So, like, they'll show more positive things. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever seen that before. Like, the TikToks in other countries, they'll show, like, kids being entrepreneurs and business, you know, putting businesses together and stuff. But we just get people dancing and pranks.
Gotcha.
That's what we see on our algorithms. But in China, they don't see that. They don't see the dancing and the stuff like that. They see you starting a business. They see you helping in your community. They see those things, powerful messages being beamed into you.
And that's why they'll take it away and it won't be exposed. But what's funny and odd is it will say that on my, I don't know, let's just say my podcast profile, right? Someone else would repost it because they liked it and it was their own thing, right? So they'll repost it, right? And I'll take a screenshot and be like, yo, did you get this message? And they're like, no, I did not. And I'm like, huh. So it's like I'm being targeted by the platform, because they're doing the same exact thing that I am. They're taking that video and they're posting it on their story.
Right.
Nothing's different. Maybe I'll use a sticker or two and they won't use a sticker. That's the only thing that's going to be different. But no matter what, the content's still the same. Yet I'm getting banned and the other person got no notifications or anything of it. So I find that really, really weird, and that's interesting. And we were talking about shadow ban. That's something that I guess I got to look out for moving forward, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I gotta look out for, especially with some of the things that we talk about here, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be outlandish every now and then.
I know some people that have gotten their accounts taken away and they just use other means of getting their messages out. So
wow.
And I mean taken away, I mean like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah. Blacklisted, gone.
Just can't be
deactivated. Hey, but we're gonna start wrapping up this podcast in a little bit here. We're gonna get into tea time in a few minutes. But before we get off the air, I know we mentioned business expansions. You know, you wanted to talk about that. So feel free. This is the moment. The floor is yours. Any new music we can look forward to coming out. Any messages that you want to share with the people, as well as business expansions. You know, the floor is yours, Charlie.
business expansion. Okay, so we got we're adding a nice collection of people around. We're adding a nice little collection of people around. Things we're trying to do. Things we're in the midst of now. We have people in line with music. We're getting more artists and producers in line. Clothing, of course, but also a financial and investment group. We're getting that off the ground as well. So that's what we're getting into. And we're going to get some people in line to get their lives on track because we got the key, man. We got the key to get people right. For real, bro. And, you know, it's called the Secret Hand Society. You know, because we can't tell everybody, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we got the keys and we're going to rev that engine. As far as music coming out, you know, we got a couple projects. We have Goki, he's down in Texas. That's a project coming out. And then Rice Master Yen as well. Shouts out to Mills. We're going to get behind that lens, do some things. Paul's no freaky. And what would you say? Shouts out to who?
Any positive messages that you want to share for any people?
Yo, positive message. Yo, it's cliche, but just be yourself, man. I'm tired of everybody just trying to do some shit that's not them. Like you know it's you know it's not. And I'm tired of people just not picking a lane and staying in it. You know what I'm saying? Things take hard work. Nothing's overnight. And like there's no way you can get to where you want to if you don't work at it. People look at where you at now and they just see the product. You know what I'm saying? They see the finished product. I'll go on stage and they'll hear a song, but you're like, that song is nice. You like UFA, right? Mm-hmm. What if I told you that version was like the 17th mix of it?
I would not be surprised, honestly.
And it had me frustrated. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, like, yeah.
I broke my phone.
Oh,
I broke my phone in the midst of doing a deluxe album. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it was a part of the process and I had to stay right. It's hard work. But all people hear is, yo, the album came out nice. If you only knew that I was stranded in North Carolina with a broken phone and no means to get one. But you hear the album and it was nice. So just work hard.
Found a way, man. You always find a way.
Yeah, man.
Why is this?
Inshallah.
There we go. Sorry, excuse me. Froze for a second there, got me worried.
Inshallah, man.
But all right, yeah, definitely keep to yourself, stay in your lane, pick the lane and just stay in it. I can respect that, bro. You've always been a real person and, you know, real through and through. You know, your people perceive it as an asshole, but you know, maybe he's just being real. That's my opinion.
Yo, I'm actually becoming more human. I'm becoming more human. Good for you. It's kind of cool.
Good for you, man. I mean, it's flesh, right? At the end of the day, you know, you're a powerful mind, bro. You think a lot, and I respect your way of thinking. And I'm honored that you came back and you joined me on the Middleman Podcast here for a second go around.
Absolutely, so man. It's an honor and a pleasure, man.
So, with that being said, everyone, please stick around for tea time. Not brought to you by, but inspired by Arizona Iced Tea. This is Kevin Martinez, the man in the middle, signing out. Peace. All right. I know what you're thinking. Kev, seriously? Another ad? Are you serious, bro? But listen. If you're enjoying this conversation, you really want to listen to this ad, okay? Listen, I got good news for you. We have exclusive bonus content strictly on YouTube after this podcast with the same guests, right? Check this out. And this segment is called Tea Time, right? Now, Tea Time is not brought to you by, but inspired by Arizona Iced Tea. So that's right. Do yourself a favor. Go out there, buy yourself an Arizona Iced Tea, and join us strictly on YouTube for extra bonus content on Tea Time. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you there. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.